What's the climate like in the Capitol in the days after the shooting at the congressional baseball practice?
I think, honestly, everyone's still at the stage that it's a personal concern. Many of my colleagues that were there on the field, the trauma is very real. You know, there's a hope that those people will get counseling, as they should, in all types of violent settings.
Do you think that because this was against lawmakers that this will encourage any meaningful change, any changes in gun legislation laws?
No, I don't believe this will do that. Sandy Hook certainly didn't move the needle. That's going to have to be done by a concerted effort of members who are committed to this, like myself, and the public, and will continue.
The health care law is big news right now, and there's been a lot of talk about Democrats in the Senate trying to use procedural moves to slow things down so the bill won't make it to the floor in time before the holiday recess.
Well, I'm not sure that it make it harder to get to the floor as much as it is to allow as much time as possible for members and the public to find out what's in the bill.
And that's not much time, really. I mean, the holiday is pretty close.
And these are important issues. This is one-sixth of our economy. In my district, the bill that I can comment on, the only bill that has passed, has enormous effects for my region. It will affect people that are 50 to 64. It will affect people on Medicare. So this has a serious effect. In my district alone, it will have a $2.1 billion effect in cutting of funding. It also will affect the types of services that may be available.
Do you think the Senate will clean some of that up, or do you think that the bill that the House will see again will just have some of the same points that you find to be so negative?
Well, sadly, we don't know. And the other thing is, they're going to have to tailor a bill that has some support in the House when it comes back, and I don't know how that's going to be tailored. It's creating, as we speak, instability in the marketplace for insurers, which is going to really undercut our current system. What we have to do is deal with, I think, the issues under our current system that need repair. That includes, you know, prescription drug coverage, plans to get more competition, and it includes, you know, smoothing out the rate.
Changing the subject a little bit, you introduced a bill aimed at tackling Lyme disease, and I'm curious about one of the parts. It's to have the Centers for Disease Control update prevention and treatment materials for healthcare providers. Why did you think that was necessary?
Well, that hasn't been done in a decade. And there's been great change in the types of Lyme disease or tick transfer disease. But more importantly, we were alarmed, very alarmed, with the fact that the under-reporting that exists seems to be extreme. The Center for Disease Control will report about 30,000 people subject to tick-borne diseases, Lyme disease. And they're also having studies that are beginning to come to light that result in 10 times that amount almost being affected. So what we have to do, and the importance of this legislation, is to push them forward, updating those studies, getting that information out to providers, but also getting it out to people. About 20% of the people in the high-risk areas, that includes our areas, aren't even aware of the dangers of tick disease and how it could be transmitted and what prevention efforts they could do to, you know, try and lessen the odds of getting this. We've been working with the Center for Disease Control the last several years, and same with Harvard and Boston Children's Hospital, and it's something that I think needed the impetus of legislation to really advance it the way it should be advanced.
Well, Congressman Keating, thanks so much for talking with us this morning, giving us an update, and what your plans are with this Lyme bill.
Thank you very much, Catherine.